morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, July 8th. You'll be interested to know. 78 years ago today, in 1947, reports emerged of a flying saucer crash near Roswell, New Mexico. This event sparked widespread interest and became a cornerstone of modern UFO lore. The Roswell incident has since inspired countless discussions, investigations, and cultural works, fueling humanity's fascination with the possibility of extraterrestrial life and the mysteries of the universe. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a slight chance of rain showers, and it feels like 77 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, with a partly sunny sky and a high near 91. Expect a gentle west wind. Tonight, we'll see more thunderstorms likely, with a low of 68 and light northeast winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Tuesday will be at 10:30, with the low tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a cloudy week ahead, with chances of rain showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday through Friday, highs around 74 to 75, and lows in the mid-60s. Saturday brings partly sunny skies and a high near 78. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, will Massachusetts' happy hour ban be lifted soon? On July 7th, Senator Julian Sir pitched to repeal the ban, emphasizing the need for cold beer promotions to help small businesses thrive. Happy hour has been banned since 1984 to curb drunk driving. Sir's legislation would allow cities to offer promotions, but it has repeatedly failed in the legislature. The Massachusetts Restaurant Association opposes changes, citing concerns over competition and financial stability. Sir argues that happy hour could enhance profits, especially for businesses struggling in a post-pandemic world. The debate continues as both sides present their cases. Now on to sports. The 2025 MLB All-Star Game roster announcement sparked debate, particularly over 8 notable snubs. Among them is Juan Soto from the New York Mets, who, despite a slow start, has surged with impressive numbers. Seiya Suzuki from the Chicago Cubs leads the majors with 77 runs batted in, while teammate Michael Busch boasts an outstanding slash line. Tria Turner of the Philadelphia Phillies and George Springer from the Toronto Blue Jays are also deserving. Junior Caminero of the Rays and Randy Arozarena from the Seattle Mariners both showcase their talents yet missed the cut. Lastly, Christopher Sanchez, a standout pitcher for the Phillies, was overlooked, raising eyebrows among fans and analysts alike. In local sports, last night at Fenway Park, the Sox triumphed over the Rockies 9-3. Boston's bats were on fire, with homers from Anthony, Rafaela, and Gonzalez. Fitz secured the win, while Gombert took the loss, allowing 7 runs over 4 2/3 innings. The Sox had 14 hits and played error-free baseball, bringing their record to 47-45. Tonight, the Sox face the Rockies at Fenway for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Brian Baio, with a 3.42 earned run average, takes on Kyle Freeland, who has a 5.49. First pitch is at 7:10 with perfect conditions at 81 degrees. In top news, as millions of Americans enjoyed Independence Day, researchers have delivered some staggering news. Hot dogs may be dangerous. A survey published in Nature Medicine reviewed over 60 nutrition studies, revealing that there is no safe amount of processed food, including cured meats, sugary drinks, and trans fatty acids. The findings linked these foods to chronic diseases, such as type 2 diabetes and colon cancer. For instance, eating just one hot dog daily increases the risk of type 2 diabetes by 11%. While this research is compelling, changing America's hot dog habits may prove challenging. In business news, Amazon is transforming Prime Day into Prime Week, extending this year's promotion to 4 days, hoping to attract more shoppers and new Prime members. This event, starting Tuesday, is projected to generate a record $12.9 billion in the United States, up 53% from last year. While interest in Prime Day has declined over time, analysts suggest consumers are keen on finding value amid rising tariff concerns. Sellers expect significant sales despite uncertainty about demand. Additionally, Amazon will leverage this event to boost its advertising revenue and attract new Prime members. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% to just under $108,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $2,500. And XRP is unchanged at $2.26. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A long-lost Chinese typewriter, the Mingkwei, discovered in a basement in upstate New York, has sparked excitement among scholars in the United States, Taiwan, and China. Patented in 1946, this typewriter was crucial in the development of modern Chinese computing. Invented by Lin Yutang, a prominent linguist, the typewriter ingeniously breaks down Chinese pictographs by shape, allowing it to suggest characters on a small screen. Stanford University recently acquired the restored prototype. This discovery symbolizes a bridge between cultures, reflecting Lin's vision of preserving Chinese identity within a modern framework. And in entertainment news, Jack Quaid has had a prolific year in 2025, starring in multiple films, including the action comedy Heads of State. In it, Quaid plays Marty Comer, a station agent protecting a U.S. president and a U.K. prime minister from assassination attempts. He describes the experience as a dream come true, noting it ignited his passion for action roles. As he wraps up filming his iconic character, Huey Campbell in The Boys, Quaid expresses mixed emotions about saying goodbye. He is proud of the show's finale, praising creator Eric Crick for his work with the source material. Heads of State is now streaming on Amazon Prime Video. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Thomas Edison. And he said, "To invent, you need a good imagination and a pile of junk." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.